Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Most joins us as usual on the program. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dean. How about yourself?
I'm doing very fine, except I've had mixed feelings about the news that you shared with me earlier this week I'm hoping you now will share with our audience as well.
Yeah, Dean, I've been blessed. I've been very fortunate to have a long career with not only Northwestern Medicine and Central DuPage, but also with WGN. But after 33 and a half years of being with Central DuPage and over 20 plus years with WGN, I'm going to retire here. And I don't know whether it's going to be right off into the sunset or whether I'm just going to still continue to have some presence here. But I decided to take the plunge and retire and start to spend a little bit more time with family and friends. And it's bittersweet to me as much as it is to you, Dean.
Yeah. You know, part of me, I love quality of life decisions. And I know that that's what this is for you, to be able to spend time with family and friends and step aside and let somebody else take all the responsibility of goes along with, you know, your medical duties at Central DuPage Hospital. So in that sense, I am happy for my friend of all of these years, all of these decades, to be making such a fantastic life decision. But you probably won't be here with us. As you said, who knows what the future will bring with regard to some kind of presence here on the show, but that you will not be with us here every week does make me sad. It does make me sad. You're not only, so great at providing fantastic information, helpful, useful information to help people live longer and better and, you know, more fruitful lives. But you could not be more compassionate, not only to me, but to all of our listeners who call up with, you know, questions and concerns. I can't even tell you the number of time people tell me all the time, I wish you could be my doctor because of your demeanor and, what you do. So congratulations on your announcement, and I miss you already. That's all I can say.
Well, I appreciate it, and I've said it, Central DuPage, the last couple of days and weeks that I've been mentioning this, is I came into this with zero friends at WGN and zero friends at CDH, and I'm leaving with thousands of friends from CDH and hundreds of friends from WGN. So I promise you I will continue to at least be a part of your show when asked. It's interesting, Dean. I have an older brother, Kurt. We were born on the exact same day, 2 years apart.
Really?
So June 17th, our birthday, yep. And I was 10, Kurt was 12. My father dropped us off at the golf course to be caddies for the first day. And so we started work on the exact same day. And my brother, Kurt, is going to retire on December 31st as I am. So it just kind of lines up. You know, here we are, born on the same day, 2 years apart, started working the same time, and ending our careers at the same time. And I tell people I've had two jobs in my life, one as a caddy and one as a doctor, and both of them were very enjoyable.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I've said it a million times on the air. I've said it to anyone who will listen to me off the air, there is no better person than Dr. Kevin Most. He is truly an angel walking on this earth, helping other people. You're just absolutely the greatest. So congratulations again, is all
Thank
I can
you.
Say. And now let's get to work. Enough of all this. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. I've been reading about respiratory illnesses that are like through the roof, not just here in the U.S., all over the world. Is that RSV? Is that what's going on with this, or is it something else?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a big spike in RSV, but the other interesting one we're seeing a big spike in is something called mycoplasma. And people are like, oh my gosh, what's mycoplasma? I've never heard of that. But if I said, have you heard of walking pneumonia? People say, oh yes, I've heard of walking pneumonia. And that's what mycoplasma is. And we've definitely seen a big bump in that in China, and certainly here in the United States. As a matter of fact, there's one county in Ohio that's had about 150 cases of pediatric mycoplasma. So certainly, that's one that's coming out. Last year, we talked about this triple-demic of influenza, COVID, and RSV. And now it looks like we're throwing a fourth one in there, a quad, and that one being mycoplasma.
So what is it that people should do to avoid being part of this statistic?
Yeah, you know, do all the things that we did during COVID, except we don't have to do it like we did on COVID on steroids, right? But if you're going to be someplace and you're immunocompromised at all, you're going to be around anybody immunocompromised, try to wear a mask. You know, people start to laugh at that and say, that's ridiculous. Like, we showed exactly how important it is there. Two, I would say, wash your hands frequently. And probably one of the most important as we come into the holidays is don't go to an event if you're sick, because we know how easy it is to spread these illnesses. And that's why it continues to spread to this day. So I said, the other thing is, if you start to feel sick, get into your doctor, get into an urgent care, because for almost all of these illnesses, we have something that we can treat that with or shorten the duration, whether it be Tamiflu for influenza, antibiotics for mycoplasma, and even Paxlovid for COVID. So know that there are things out there that can shorten the duration and make these illnesses a little bit more tolerable.
Yeah. Okay. So common sense, especially this time of year. When I went to a couple of holiday gatherings this week, and everybody wants the hug, and everyone wants a little, Christmas kiss, and all this and that, and then I'm recoiling. It's like, really, do we have to do that? Can't we just wish each other something from a safe distance? That seems just as heartfelt to me. While there are viruses that are running around, so just use some common sense, I guess. Right. Is
absolutely
the answer to that.
And if we look right now, counties up here in the northern part of the state are still in low level for influenza. But if you look across the country, you look in the southeast, southern Illinois, you're starting to see those getting to moderate and high. And it's just like peaking just at the absolute worst time between Christmas and New Year's here, where, we're going to start to see more and more cases. So try to stay healthy. Try to do what you can. Wash your hands frequently, and hopefully you've all been vaccinated.
Let us take a quick break, and when we come back, questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. And, Tom, you're on the air with Dr. Kevin Most.
Doctor, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your calls. And I just wanted to thank you for saving my wife's life at your hospital. She had cancer and sepsis, and there's no better care in the Midwest than your hospital in Winfield. It's just beautiful. The people care for everyone, and it's nice. And also, most important, you took care of Dean when he was sick, because it's not Sunday morning without Dean.
Some people are still holding that against him.
well, they're wrong. Dean, they're wrong.
I'm telling you what, your wife is okay? Everything
yes,
turned
yes.
out okay? Oh, that's
she,
fantastic.
Yes, she was there. She was also at Del Nor, and she had some treatments there too, but it was just wonderful, the care of everyone, all the doctors, definitely the nurses, and all the help that's there. It's just marvelous. Yeah, and it's because of you.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
Well, Tom, you can see how blessed I have been to spend my time there. Excuse me, and be surrounded by phenomenal doctors and great support. And I think you kind of hit it on the head there when you said, hey, the nurses are fantastic. I always say doctors write orders, nurses deliver care. And we've been very fortunate to not only have a great, phenomenal medical staff, but also an unbelievable nursing staff. So I really appreciate the accolades, and I will make sure I share that with the staff.
Thank you for the call, Tom, and happy holidays to you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much. This is Kathy. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for taking my call. And Dr. Most, I'm just a listener, and I just want to say thank you so much for doing this every weekend. And I am going to truly miss you. Similar in a way that I miss my dad. He was a physician and a surgeon, and he passed away about a year ago. And I used to run to him whenever I had any medical issues. And now, you know, I've been listening to you for quite a while on GN. And so I'll be missing you, and good luck to you. I wish you the best in your future endeavors. In the meantime, I do have a question for you. My husband and I had gone to get our RSV vaccinations almost 3 weeks ago, and I have been okay since, but he has since developed a cough, which would be similar to like a COVID or flu cough, and it's also stuffed up his ears. So just a couple of days ago, we went to see his doctor, and he was prescribed a cough medicine with codeine to control the cough because he was just not getting any really much sleep, and he wasn't really, when he would speak, it would just bring on a coughing fit. And then in addition, he was prescribed a methyl prednisone to relieve his ear congestion. So now he's able to hear a little bit more. But in the meantime, we were told by her, the doctor, that it's possible it's a side effect from the vaccination, and that she has had several patients come into her with the same symptoms. Is this something you've heard of?
Yeah, so a couple of things there. One, the care that you received is fantastic. I'm glad that she didn't rush to put you on an antibiotic. Although if this continues, you might want to touch base with her again and see if an antibiotic would be appropriate if it hasn't. But absolutely doing the right things here with the codeine-based cough syrup to really knock down that cough, which allows him to get some rest. And the steroids, a strong anti-inflammatory to take down some of that congestion in the nose, it actually helps the coughing as well. The side effects from the RSV vaccine is probably one of the biggest concerns that we have, and that's why if you've listened to me subtly during the past couple of months, I've always said, talk to your doctor before you get the RSV, where I'm strongly saying, go get the COVID and go get influenza, because we do know that the side effects are a little bit stronger with the RSV. That being said, I still find a good place for it because it protects you from the virus and also protects you if you're going to be around any young newborns or grandchildren. So, yes, we know that that's a side effect from it. Hopefully it'll be short-lived. But we also, you know, we always say, hey, when you hear hoofbeats, we think of horses, not zebras. We have to make sure that we don't have tunnel vision and say this is just due to the vaccine. But your doctor is absolutely right in treating you the way that she is. And if it continues, then I would definitely go back and say, hey, is there a possibility this could be mycoplasma because we're seeing a lot of it? And would a course of a Zithromax or a Vioxin be appropriate at this time to eliminate that possibility?
Okay, thank you.
You,
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, thank
it
you.
It does.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
To you and your husband. Happy holidays. Somebody gets the RSV vaccine. How long does it take until it, you know, it's like in effect? Is this a good time to get it so you're protected for the holidays?
Yes. And actually, it's interesting the way you asked the question, Dean, because as we've talked about RSV, there is certainly the vaccine that we are giving to adults over the age of 60 to protect them. But then we also have to remember that we're giving this also to individuals who are pregnant. So those individuals, we're going to protect that newborn. So we can't wait till 2 weeks before you deliver, but certainly in that last couple of weeks before you deliver, we're going to give you that vaccine to protect your newborn. And then people are saying, wait a second, my newborn got a vaccine. And in fact, the RSV vaccine or RSV shot, I will say, that we're giving to newborns is essentially antibodies, not a vaccine because their immune system isn't turned on yet, but it's more antibodies to protect them during that vulnerable time before their immune system kicks in at about age 12 months.
Yeah, it's so interesting now how attuned we are to side effects to vaccines, you know, how much we've learned over the last few years about all of this. and, you know, concerns and questions that we now know that we should ask our physicians. I finally got my COVID booster a couple of weeks ago. I'd kind of been holding off because I was worried about after effects. I had a, you know, sore arm, of course, like you always do when you get a vaccine, but not a single side effect besides that. I came out of that completely scot-free. So I'm lucky about that. So now I'm going to check with my doctor about RSV, if I should get the RSV. All right, doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Kevin Most, as always, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. We've got a couple of more visits between now and the end of the year before he retires. Again, our congratulations. As you can imagine, our text line is flooded with people saying, you know, thank you for everything that you've given us. We'll miss you, but congratulations. Chicago loves you, Kevin, and I do too. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Dean. I appreciate our friendship and the opportunity to answer questions and share some thoughts. So you've been a great friend for many decades, and that will continue for sure.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.